Hello, my name is Tanisha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling with a question about the drive-through vaccine clinic tomorrow at OWA.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, I had just driven by there to kind of see if I knew where I was going to be going, and there was a sign there that said to call this number. My first question is, what time does it start, and what time would y'all advise getting there or not getting there before a certain time? I didn't know, because I know it was all blocked off and everything, and I thought, well, that's fine. I just didn't know, you know, like, if I needed to come. I'm not going to be coming tonight and camping out. I'm too old for that.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I'm not sure what time the drive-through clinic starts. Maybe you can look it up online or look at the news or something and see. I don't have any information. Only thing I can do is pre-register you for the health department to give you a call. But as far as the drive-through clinics, I'm not sure. I suggest look it up online or try to, like, do a little research on it. Or you can Google the place. Do you know the place that it's going to be at?
Right. That's at OWA, and there's nobody there to, you know, that I'm aware of that, you know, that's just the big area that they've got. That's why I thought when I saw the sign on the gate there that said call this number if you have questions, that's what. My main question was about getting there, you know, how early I needed to get there in order to be in line kind of thing, if they were expecting, like, huge crowds. I know they did it last week, but that was for the 75 and over, and this week starts the 65 and over, so.
The number on the gate, they gave you this number that was on the gate posted for the call?
Yes, ma'am. This number was on the gate. It sure was.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, this
I'm just,
number.
Like, trying to find out.
You're okay. This is this number to get pre-registered for the vaccine. Or I can refer you to a website if you can try to see
okay,
if they
well,
have
now,
anything about it.
Do I need to register for the drive-through? I thought that was a come.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I can register for the health clinic to make an appointment for the health clinic. But the drive-through,
okay.
You can probably just go up there and get in line.
Right. I was just trying to figure out how early I needed to leave to get in line because, you know, we old folks, if I'm going to be up there for 3 or 4 hours, I'm going to be needing the bathrooms. And I saw where the porta-potties were, but I'm thinking, if you're in line and you got to get out of line to go to the porta potties, then you'll be getting at the end of the line again. It was confusing, and I guess I figured that you don't have any idea then who I would need to call to find that out. Because I've been online, that's where I got my piece of paper, but it didn't give me, you know, the answers to the questions that I had. So I was trying to find a real live person that could tell me what to do.
Okay. And what county are you in?
I'm in Baldwin County. And actually, I'm just up the street from OWA. So I figured that's the closest to me. But, you know, I could get there quickly. It's just I didn't know how early I needed to leave to try to make a line. And I know that's not anything, but I just thought that the people that were doing it, you know, last week there, which was the health department, and I don't know who, I'm sorry. I was going to drive through there to see if I could find anybody to ask, but the gates were locked to go back in there.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm finna see, can I pull up something about the drive-up cleaning in Baldwin? And you said, is it OWA in Foley?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, give me 1 second. Let me see. Can I help you out here, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, I think I found something about the ova in Foley. Okay, say there will be four lines, one line for second doses and three lines for four first doses. And say
Four
the clinic,
lane.
yeah, it's gonna be
One for. I've got it right. All
they'll
right.
have four lines
One
in
for second
all,
dose.
And the other three for the first dose. Okay. And say the
Oh, that's
clinics
okay.
run Tuesday and Thursday from 9 till 3 on the first come, first serve.
Okay. Do I need to have anything with me, or does it tell? Like,
Any kind of paperwork?
yes, ma'am.
Let me see.
Some places were doing it where you just got the paperwork when you got there, and others were like you needed to get it beforehand, so I wasn't sure. Or if I needed to bring like a list of my meds or my insurance card or. We old people are a lot of trouble, I know.
It's a there's a parking lot in the event center where you will get your registration packet. You will be screened to make sure you meet the criteria for the clinics this week. And then you will get your paperwork and you will be directed into the vaccination area. So I'm guessing you, when you get there, you have to they'll direct when you I'm guessing when you get there, they'll direct you to the right place and then they'll do a screening to make sure you fit the criteria. And if you fit the criteria, then they will give you your registration packet, and then you will go ahead and line and get your vaccination.
Okay, because the event center was in one area, and the where they had it roped off for the or barricaded off, and the help there were like some vehicles that said like the health center Department of Health, and this was all from back in the back, but the event center was up near the front. So, but you're from what you're telling me, it's sounding like. And please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it's sounding to me like what you just read was like, okay, go to the event center first. Does it say anything whether we're going to have to park and get out of the car or whether all of this will be done in the car or not?
It don't say anything about getting out the car. It just
Okay, so in other words, I'm.
it says a parking lot, so I'm guessing they'll come to your car. They'll have people out standing around, and they'll come to your car and they'll ask. They probably ask you questions. They might ask for an ID, a picture ID to make sure it's you, and they probably ask for your name, phone
For
number,
your age,
and
they'd want to make sure we're age appropriate for coming
yes,
for this.
ma'am.
Okay. I guess when you said event center, that kind of threw me. I'm not familiar with the OWA complex. I live here in Foley, but I'm not familiar with the OWA complex. And I drove through there like yesterday to kind of get a feel for where, where it might be. And I saw that event center, and they were having something going on there. So there wasn't anybody, though, that I could ask. And I went out and down, and I saw that's where I saw. And it was a good distance. You couldn't, well, I guess a young person might be able to walk it, but it was a good distance to drive to the back of it. And it was like, it wasn't barricaded off yesterday. I was able to drive through there and I saw where the vehicles were parked, and I thought this must be where it's going to be. So when I drove through there just now and I went back to that back part, I saw a sign on there because it was barricaded, and I saw the sign that said COVID drive-through. So I thought, okay, this is where. But from what I'm just hearing, I was thinking that's where I would go. But from what I understand you to say, the event center is where they'll be handing out, they'll be doing, what, you said registration? I'm so sorry. I was trying to write this down and I forgot what you
You
said.
can I found this information on the News 5 website.
News 5.
Yes, ma'am. I just typed in, I went to Google, I typed in drive up, drive through clinic in Baldwin County, and it popped, it was the first thing that popped up.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a police car parked there, and I wish I had stopped now to ask them. They might have been able to answer my questions, but anyway. All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay, so it opens from 9 to 3, okay? So you can get there around 8, a quarter to 8, quarter to 9.
Okay, because I've been hearing these horror stories of somebody, people saying that they parked out the night before. Somebody said they, like, their people started getting there at 10:30. I'm thinking, I can't be doing that. And then others said that they got there at 6, you know, different ones. And I'm like, that's a long time for old people to sit and wait. Especially without the bathroom, you know what I mean? Okay. And then, you know, depending on how many doses they have as to whether you could sit in line for a while and not. Well, I'm glad to know about the lanes. I wasn't sure about that, so that's good. One for second doses and three for first doses.
Yes, ma'am. I'm quite sure when you get there, it's showing me that they'll have law enforcement there leading the way, so you'll just let them know, and then they'll direct you in the right direction, so you won't get lost because they'll have it blocked off, and you'll see, like, other cars in front of you and behind you. You can just follow traffic, and if you're unsure, you can just ask one of the workers there, and I'm quite sure they'll direct you into the right way. But, yes, it's open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I suggest you get there like quarter to 9 so you can be in line and just take your proper ID, take your proper identification with you. I'm not sure what all you need, but you'll need like your proper identification. And then you should be good.
What I'm worried about is that if I get there at a quarter to 9 and there's a line all the way backed up to my street where I live, I mean, that's a possibility because I'm not that far from it. So that's what I'm saying. If I'm like, okay. That's why I was trying to see if they had any ideas about how soon. And,
okay.
And I understand what you're saying. I get that. I was just like, okay, I want to be there early enough, but I don't want to be there 3 hours early. Right.
No. Well, they open at 9, so whatever time you think is best to get there. I'm not sure about the traffic down there.
Sure.
If you think you need to get there early, then you need to get there early. But I just got confirmation today.
Tomorrow will be the first day that they're doing the 65.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people trying to get it, so you have to get there before others beat you to it.
I know, dear. I'm so sorry. I'm asking you all these questions that you can't know the answers to, but I just thought maybe they would give like the one they had Saturday over in Fairhope, they were saying, do not come the night before, do not come early. It was like on 104, and 104 is a two-lane road. So, you know, they were trying to offset traffic problems and accidents and everything. So, and I get that. They filled up real fast and didn't have, anyway, they had a lot more people there than they had doses for, so. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Okay. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.